Hello and welcome to Our Family, the series of podcasts about patients and members of staff brought to you by the Harlech Fertility Clinic. Today's fertility journey is one of initial heartbreak and loss, followed by the joy and happiness of a very special baby being born. Baby Chloe's mom, Louise, shared her story.
Hello, Louise, and thank you for
joining. Hi, hello.
We are very happy you agreed to take part in our podcast.
Oh, it's a great pleasure.
Can you please tell us when your story started and when you became a part of Harlech Fertility Clinic family?
Sure, I can. So I met my husband quite late. Well, we were both in our early 30s. We would have started trying for a family and then realizing that nothing was happening after a couple of years. And then we first got put in touch with Dr. Venkat. It was our first appointment. I remember we went to our first appointment and then we went and watched the gymnastics at the Olympics. So it was the 2012 Olympics and we had our very first appointment. So that would have been in 2012, I guess, when we had our first appointment with Dr. Venkat then. And then that was the beginning of a long journey with Dr. Venkat, really, because I reckon we've been seeing her on and off from then for about the next 3 or 4 years. We realized that after all I had gone through extensive testing, thinking it was a problem with me, realized it was actually a problem more with my husband. My gynecologist referred us to Dr. Venkat. So we didn't even think of going anywhere else because she recommended Dr. Venkat so highly. We just went straight to Dr. Venkat.
So there was a problem with your husband?
Yes, we needed to have ICSI. Yeah, then we came and we did everything we needed to do and we went straight into our first cycle of ICSI and that was very straightforward and we didn't have any problems and we went to an egg collection and we got eggs and we had blastocysts and I fell pregnant the first time round. And we got to 12 weeks and it was Boxing Day just after Christmas and it was 12 weeks and we were super excited because we were going to be able to tell all our friends and what a lovely Christmas present. And I miscarried on that day. And it was heartbreaking. And I think for us, Christmas is always tinged with a little sadness with the memories of that first, I think because we got to 12 weeks, we thought we were okay. And then we weren't. So that was our very first cycle, which was pretty tricky. From there, we went on to a little break and cycle two. And again, everything went very smoothly and we had several embryos and we've never managed all the way through to freeze it. Well, our embryos have never been, unfortunately, good enough quality to freeze. So every cycle we've done has been completely fresh. Second cycle, everything was straight through. And then we wasn't successful. And then we went into a third cycle. And third time lucky. And I remember we had a few embryos and Dr. Venkat phoned and we weren't sure if we were going to transplant the embryo or go on a little bit further and try with a blastocyst. And Dr. Venkat said, no, let's go for the embryo. And I remember thinking, oh, no, this is too soon. And she said, no, they're better off being in you. They're the best place for them to be. And, you know, she put those embryos back in. And I just knew there was a feeling. It was almost like I could feel that this child was going to be okay. And sure it was. Third time lucky. We have our little blessing. It was the most amazing thing ever. So we have been very lucky. She brings great joy to everybody, actually, not just us, but we think she's a very special girl, a real treasure. Subsequent to that, we did have another three cycles, but never managed for the sibling. But we are eternally grateful for the precious child that we do have. And she's wise beyond her years. It's like all those children mixed into this one little being. Uh-huh. Who is very precious.
How old is she now?
She's now six. She'll be seven in March.
Nice month.
Because she was a spring baby, and we felt like she brought so much hope, and her name is Chloe, which means little green shoot, which we just thought was, you know, it's just a new growth in the spring and all the hope that it brings with us, and the hope that she brought after our journey. And because it was spring, it just all it felt right. So she's Chloe because of the little green shoot.
Wonderful.
Our family.
Do you remember the staff that helped you? The staff, Dr. Venkat and...
Oh, yeah, Dr. Venkat was unbelievable. Because I'd had a miscarriage at 12 weeks with the first cycle, I was obviously incredibly anxious once I found out I was pregnant again, that we would be going through the same thing. And so Dr. Venkat, we came in for our 7-week scan and saw that there was a healthy embryo with a great heartbeat. And we were very excited, but I was anxious the whole way through. And so she said to me, we'll scan again. And we scanned again at 10 weeks. And then I went for my just routine 12-week scan, which was absolutely fine, but the baby wasn't moving very much, which worried me because I was anxious at being 12 weeks and our history. And I phoned Dr. Venkat. She was always on the end of the line. I felt the whole way through that I could phone her. And I phoned Dr. Venkat and I said, I'm worried the baby wasn't moving. The heart was fine. Everything was fine. But the baby didn't move very much. So she said, don't worry, come in. And we did another scan. She actually discovered, I think, on that scan that my cervix was shortening quite quickly. And it had decreased quite significantly. So she started watching me quite carefully. And we arranged to have my cervix stitched. But after that, I had another scan with Dr. Venkat. So we must have had about 4 or 5 scans with her up to that sort of 15 weeks when the stitch was in. And then after that, we knew the baby was absolutely fine. She was unbelievable, just helping us get through that first trimester and into the second trimester until I could feel her moving. And I knew that she was fine. And because I could feel her moving myself, I didn't actually worry as much. Dr. Venkat was unbelievable. We couldn't have coped. Obviously, we were incredibly grateful that she'd helped us fall pregnant in the first place. But the support that she gave through the worrying periods in the beginning was just unbelievable.
You know, we had patients who said that she is like a mother.
You know, she is. We have been in that office and she has laughed with us. And she has cried with us, and she's gone through the deepest lows and the highest highs, I think, of our time together, my husband and I, really. She's been there for those incredibly unbelievable moments, both the joys and the sadness. She has really been unbelievable.
She will be very happy After 7 years to hear your words again.
Do you know we always send her a Christmas card with a photo of Chloe, and so we she can't get rid of us. I'm afraid that she became part of the family. She'll watch Chloe grow every now and then. She'll get a little update. She can't get rid of us now.
She get an invite to Chloe's wedding? You
definitely. So Chloe can even tell you who Dr. Venkat is and what Dr. Venkat did for us. Chloe knows about Dr. Venkat and has met her a few times as well.
How did you tell Chloe
about?
How did
I tell her about Dr. Do you know what? I can't remember a specific time sitting her down and actually telling her about Dr. Venkat, but I think she must have been, she came with me to some appointments when we were trying to have a sibling. She came with me whenever I came for an appointment, and that was over a year or two period. And she's always been very articulate and wants to know what's going on. So I think it's just sort of never had to be specifically told, but it's just been filtered into her life. But I remember she must have been 3 and a half, and we hadn't seen Dr. Venkat for a while, and we just happened to be in the area and decided we'd just pop in and say hi. And if she was busy, that would be absolutely fine. If she could, you know, if we could see her for 1 minute just to say hello, we were going to give it a try. And Chloe was with us. And I think that time we specifically said, oh, you know, Dr. Venkat helped put you in mummy's tummy. And that's what she thinks Dr. Venkat, you know, she knows that Dr. Venkat put her in my tummy. So she thinks Dr. Venkat's pretty cool.
This is amazing.
Our family.
A message for other women who are thinking of having a baby, and they may be struggle to have a baby from different reasons.
Yes.
What would you tell them from your experience?
Oh, that's a real tricky one. It is never give up hope. It is an emotional roller coaster. The desire to have a child and not be able to have a child is, I think, one of the most difficult thing for especially a woman. I know for my husband it was huge as well. It was a big issue and created so much heartbreak for us. And the journey is hard. The journey is tough, but stay hopeful, because the rewards are undescribable. The reward of having that baby in your arms. And, you know, I wake up every day and I look at my baby who's 6 and a half, and I still look at her and just think, I can't believe I'm lucky enough that you are mine, and how lucky I am to have you. It's just keep hopeful, because the reward is unbelievable.
Thank you. Your words are just wonderful.
it's the journey and the miracle that comes at the end that is wonderful, really.
You know, we celebrate 10 years of creating babies and making families happy.
Oh,
would you like to wish us something at our 10th anniversary?
Oh, absolutely. Happy birthday to the people who do all these birthdays for these special, special babies. A very well-deserved 10 years creating beautiful little people.
Dr. Venka will be very happy when...
Please, will you give her a hug from me?
socially distanced.
Yes, and socially distanced. You see, I would have a horrible time if I came, and now I just want to hug her. Give her a socially distant hug for me.
I will.
We would like to thank Louise for sharing her experience with us, and we hope it inspires other couples who are looking to embark on a fertility journey. A podcast by Delia Coron.
Our family.
Our family.